from what's just to start out, what's Tony's status this week, Gonzalez?
Gonzalez, he's probably questionable. It'll be probably a game time decision, but he's questionable right now.
Has he done a whole lot this week?
He's done a little bit. Yeah, he worked a little bit today, but not a whole lot.
I think Trent played in his first game back.
I thought he did a good job. You know, I mean, obviously he, you know, hit a long layoff, but for the most part, I thought he did well in the third and fourth quarter. He had to throw the ball and make some throws, especially in the four-minute drive when we went down to score, and I thought he did a good job. Managed the game, you know, didn't turn the ball over. That's the thing you always guard against when a quarterback hadn't played in a while, of not trying to get too crazy with the football and make plays that are not there.
Is that a hard decision for you, given how Damon had played?
No, not really, because I think when you know your team and you're around them every day, I thought Damon did a great job. He kept us in, he kept us afloat. And you just knew what Trent was going to bring, and obviously he's a starting quarterback here. He's done a lot here. He's won a lot of football games here, and he's one of the leaders here. And it was time for him to get back playing.
Herm, we have a MVP last year running back, the one that Thomason looks like the MVP this year. We've seen a little resurgence of running backs, or is this more happenstance?
Well, no, I think you are. I think. You have to, I think all coaches know in this league, you have to be balanced on offense. And the runner these days, obviously, is a big factor, especially when you got a guy like you're talking about LaDainian, even our guy Larry, that can not only run the ball but can catch the ball in space. And the way the quarterbacks are in this league now get hit so much in the fact that people blitz and bring pressure, you know, you have to have a guy that obviously you can go to, because sometimes your quarterback gets injured, and when they get injured, you're different on offense. I don't care what you say, but you're going to be a little bit different. And the runner is a constant deal in this league. I think when you run the ball, you always have a chance to, you know, to be in the game. You can control the game, obviously, when you run the ball. And I just think that you can never lose sight of that. And I think the good teams that consistently win every year generally have a pretty good running game.
And where's Champ Bailey rank among the cornerbacks you've seen?
Oh, I think he's one of the best. I think what I've seen of Champ compared to when he first entered the league, he's a much improved tackler. I think he's made himself complete. I think sometimes when guys are gifted with that much talent, as far as cover skills and ball skills and those type things, you know, the tackling becomes kind of in the back burner. But I think the defense that they play and how they play it, obviously you're required to tackle if you're going to play corner in their defense. And that's one thing their defense does. They do a great job of rallying to the ball and tackling. And I think that's made him a complete guy in my estimation. Now, his cover skills are they're some of the best you've ever seen. I mean, his ability to recover when he's out of position at times, I mean, that's a talent. I mean, that's something that he was given. You don't coach that. And that's what he has. I mean, along with he studies the tape, he's a smart player, and he has great hand-eye coordination. And he's one of those DBs, and I always tell quarterbacks, now, if you mess around with that guy over there, the one thing you better understand, he's not going to drop the interception. He's going to catch it. And the crazy part about it, if he catches it, he might score with it. So you take a chance when you go over there and mess around with him too much, obviously, because he's going to get one eventually.
Why do you think Eddie Kennison's had pretty good success against him?
Well, obviously, Eddie's a good receiver, and he's probably better than a lot of people anticipate him to be. You know, he's not he's in an offense where basically a lot of guys get the football. It's not just a one guy, and obviously there's some stars in this offense when you talk about the tight end position, you talk about the running position, you talk about some of the guys on our offensive line. They get a lot of credit, and Eddie kind of goes behind the scenes just almost every year, you know, having 1,000 yards, you know, and being up there in receptions. But he doesn't get the publicity probably some other guys have gotten. He's a veteran guy, very, very smart. Similar to Rod that's there with Denver over the years, if you keep looking at the numbers he's accumulating, he's going to go down as one of the top five in receiving. And you know, and he's another a heck of a football player.
What do you think there's guys who are consistently underrated throughout their careers? Is it a matter of personality or?
Yeah, some of that. I mean, you're talking about two receivers all of a sudden. I'm talking about Rod and our guy. obviously, that first of all, they don't have any nicknames. They don't you ever hear about holding out of camp, or they don't do funny dances in the end zone. They're pros. They go about working every day. They show up, they go to work, they catch passes, they block, they do whatever you have to do, and they get off the field and stand. And so I think some of that has something to do with it. Obviously, sometimes the teams you play for have something to do with it too, according to how you run your offense. And you're talking about an offense in Denver that obviously one that you know, that the runners are the vocal points. The receivers, I think, are very, very good there. But they talk about the running game first, and they talk about the defense. And, you know, the receivers are kind of they're not the top on the list there. And that's not saying they're not good players. They are good players. But I think some of that has to do with it.
You like playing on Thanksgiving?
First time for me in all the years I've been in the league, actually. 27 years coaching and playing. So I think we'll enjoy it. I think it's a tribute, I think, to Lamar Hunt having this game here. I think that's a great thing for Lamar. Obviously, he's been kind of asking for this. And, you know, Thanksgiving games are always fun to watch. Now I'm going to be part of it, and we're excited about playing in it.
Who are you expecting to carry the ball for the Broncos?
I don't know, but whoever carries it does a good job. I know that. And they're good runners. And the thing that that Mike has done, he's established a legacy there of really, if you're going to be a running back for the Broncos, a couple things you understand. You're going to hit the hole with a vengeance. They're generally strong-legged runners. They don't fumble, and they move the chains. And you know, the names change, and there's been some great runners there, believe me. And you know, the system's a system and all that, but it always helps you in a system to have good players. And they always find good players. They find players that can that are very, very good and that are tough guys. And that's what you like about their runners. They're all tough guys. They're downhill guys. You have to wrap them up to tackle. So really, whoever runs, we know that he's going to be a load to tackle.
Do you think the AFC West has established itself as the best division right now?
It's pretty good, and I'm not saying that because I'm here now. the NFC East was pretty good when I first arrived there. I mean, it was five teams, and obviously it was the Colts, and then they switched divisions, but. A couple years back, they were pretty good. I mean, three teams actually went to the playoffs out of that division at one time. Now, I think, yeah, this is a pretty good division. Denver's always very, very good. Obviously, San Diego's a very, very good football team. Raiders are you know, working their way back, and obviously, we're kind of one of those teams that we have a chance to be, you know, halfway decent. And it's a tough division. There's no doubt about it.
Herm, what's Wesley's status?
Greg Wesley. He practiced. He should be able to. He's going to participate in the game.